Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. We have a nice sunny morning, and temperature is really good. It's getting a little warm out here, though. We've almost reached 90 degrees yesterday. Wow, in March, huh? Okay. Yeah, so I'm expecting a pretty warm summer out here this year, but right now we'll take it. You know, I'm not a big fan of hot weather, but hey, we just go with what we can go with right now. And I am so grateful, though, for each one of you who have come back. And for all my old listeners, I see you coming on the switchboard early this morning. So that tells me this is a topic that have your interest in reference to relationships. Boy, most folks want to know about relationships if they don't want to know about anything else, because we have them all the time, you know, because universally we are all connected, beloved ones. We're all connected together. So there's always something happening in the relationship level. Anyway, I am so grateful that you showed up today for all of my old listeners, and I see you're really pouring in on the switchboard. Now, guys, remember, if ever you get kicked off the switchboard, most of you got a link, so you go to the link, because sometimes the switchboard gets overwhelmed, because especially with the topics today, we're going to have a really busy day today because of the actual topic itself. But anyway, all my old listeners, welcome back. I appreciate you. You are the ones that keep me going and keep me motivated, keep me interested in doing the show. And for all my new listeners, welcome. I don't know who told you, but I'm glad you stopped by, and hopefully that it won't be your first time, that once you stop in and you appreciate it. And I have to do a little disclaimer this morning. You know, this is not your traditional in-the-box kind of religious show. This is a New Thought metaphysical show, and we are proud of it. You know, we operate out of the box. We are not in a box. This is totally a new kind of, not really new. It's old knowledge, but it's just repackaged in a new form, okay? But anyway, if you listen in and you take time to open your mind and open your heart, you'll find it to be quite educational, I think, and that you would maybe appreciate it, okay? But anyway, we just want to give thanks. You know, when I do, every time I sit down to write a show, I always say, God, all of you and none of me. God, all of you and none of me. Because I really do want spirit to flow through me to be able to do these topics and the things that I talk about. And I need help. And I need spiritual help in order to accomplish the objective of what I want to bring about. And I know that I always ask my spiritual guidance and all the other spiritual beings to come and assist me to do these programs. So they are very spirit-based, beloved, believe me. Sometimes when I sit down to write, I have no idea what's going to come. And then I look up, and here I am 10, 11 pages into it, and spirit has sort of brought through me what it wants to have me to share for this day. So hopefully you will enjoy it. Hopefully you will get something out of it. Anyway, beloved ones, remember last week I asked each one of you to pray for my grandson, Isaiah, and I am so, so, so grateful for each one of you, because apparently there was a lot of prayers went up because there was miracles that's happening. I just have to share this story with you because I just want you to see how awesome God is, you know, awesome God is. My grandson went in the hospital, I think it was Tuesday morning, and he were at 5:30 in the morning, and he had a surgery, 5-hour surgery. He had to have a rod put in his spine. He's only 7 years old, but he had an 85% curvature in his spine. So they had to go open his back up and put a steel rod in his spine. And that really concerned me because, you know, I know when, you know, people go in and doctors mess with your spine, it could possibly cause him not to be able to walk again or really cause him some complications. Anyway, I thought it was going to be a long process, long healing process, but I had faith, and I had a lot of help to to come in, you know, because myself, I was fasting during the whole process and praying and just asking for God to touch the hands of the surgeons who were doing the work. And it worked, beloved ones. I was totally blown away. You know, I called my daughter, I guess about 11 o'clock. About 11 o'clock. And I called her. And when the phone rang, my grandson answered the phone. And I was like, I thought I had dialed the wrong number. And he started saying, "Hey, Pop-Pop, how you doing, Pop-Pop?" And start really kind of, I could tell he was smiling and laughing. And I'm like blown away because his kid is just getting through his surgery. And all of a sudden he's having conversations with me that was totally unbelievable. But come to find out that he went through the surgery. And the next day, I'm sorry, guys, I got a little mixed up. That was the next day. He answered the phone and he was laughing and talking. And I was expecting him to be groggy because of the medication and everything, just the whole process of a 5-hour surgery. And what happened, like I said, and he was so overwhelmed and happy and excited. I was stunned. I really didn't know how to respond to him because I was totally blown away. And he was just overwhelmingly joyful. And his mom got on the phone and she said, you know, the doctors were blown away because this kid just went through a 5-hour surgery and he has no pain. No pain, guys, with a open spine surgery. I guess they had him on some kind of medication or whatever, but he wasn't in any pain. And not only that was he not in pain, he had got up and walked. Okay, I'm telling you, here is somebody just went in your spine, and a day later he'd get up and walk around and like nothing happened. So, you know, God sometimes just demonstrates how awesome the power is. And I know that was nothing but the power of God for that to be and for it to come out in the way that it did. And I am so grateful, and I'm so grateful for each one of you who participated in the prayer process to help to keep him going and help keep him going. And the next day he went home and talked to my daughter the other day, and she said he's still not having pain and just going about his process of what he's doing. And it's amazing. It blows my mind that that was so awesome. But anyway, just wanted to share that with you because a lot of you guys did pray and ask for support. So I'm totally, totally grateful for you. So you know the process. I always open with a prayer, so we're going to do that today, no different than what we normally do every Sunday. And then we're going to get into this topic that everyone is excited and clamoring to hear about because it is an awesome topic. So anyway, let's open with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks this morning for divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine understanding, divine love. We just come with open hearts and open minds to be able to receive that for which you have in store for us this day, and that we will move with this information that we are receiving, and that we will use it to our highest goods, and that we will operate in that high level of consciousness that you have allowed us to perform. And we thank you, God, for us helping us to ascend to these higher dimensions and to give us oneness and insight about our lives and about how to make wise decisions about our lives. We thank you, God. We thank you for your divine protection of our physical temples that you kept us safe during this week and kept us surrounded in love and help us surrounded in divine understanding and wisdom. And that we know, God, that you will see us through another day, another week. And we give thanks and gratitude. You know, God, I always pray for those beloved ones who are out doing the work, who are out helping and assisting all those who are less fortunate and those who are hospitalized with the pandemic and other diseases. But we pray, God, that you will keep them in your light, wrap them in your white light of protection and give them strength to endure and go forward to do what it is they need to do and to be able to bring forth the necessary healing and wellness there is needed in this world. We pray, God, for divine order in America. We pray for divine order throughout the world. We pray for our government leaders. We pray that they will make the right decision for the people and to be able to assist us to be able to raise and rise to a higher oneness. We know, God, that you are the source. We put no emphasis in any other beings other than you, the mighty I Am present within us as our source to which we call upon for all that we need and the strength that we need to move forward. So in this day, we say thank you, we are so grateful, we are so grateful, and so it is. Amen. Okay, beloved ones, thank you, and here we go. Every relationship has a purpose, and I know you have heard it said, people show up in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. I know you heard that because people say it all the time. And guess what? It's true. That is absolutely true. But here's the key. Most of the people who show up in your life, you agreed and made contracts with before you even came into the earth realm. Now, in order to be able to, let me just go back, in order to be able to really understand this show today, you have to have some concept about reincarnation, okay? You have to have some understanding about it. Now, whether you believe in it, it's up to you, but you got to at least have some understanding because the first part of this is strictly about what happened in that process of you coming out of the spiritual realm into the physical realm, okay? So, now, for all of you who are not aware of reincarnation, this may be a little foreign for you and hard for you to understand, but hang in there, okay? Now, once you have made agreements and contracts, and I'm talking about spiritual beings on the other side with you who are in this, I guess you can kind of say holding space or waiting space, and a lot of time those beings reincarnate together in groups. People usually reincarnate in groups, okay? So these are beings, some of these people that you are having relationships on this side also been beings that you have had relationships in your previous lives. But anyway, a lot of you made agreements, you made contracts that you will assist each other when you get to the other side, help them to work through their karma lessons and experiences. You see, beloved one, because we all come here working on something, usually for something from our previous lives we have not fulfilled or just the desire to reincarnate in order to be able to ascend to that higher level of consciousness that we want to get back to the Godhead, back to the source. And through that, the process of reincarnation, it helps us to improve our consciousness so we can move and ascend to that higher level, okay? And so you hook up and you agree that you're going to come and help each other to get to that stage. And so that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. Okay, that your agreements are already made. But the thing about it, you forget about those agreements when you come through the birth channel. When you come through the birth channel, everything about you pretty much from your previous lives have been squashed from the understanding of your conscious thinking. Now, everything in your previous life is still recorded in your subconscious mind. Beloved ones, the things that's in your subconscious mind are phenomenal. Phenomenal. You know, you go to a hypnotherapist, he can go back into your subconscious your mind and take you back lifetimes, past lifetimes for the information because there's a recording of everything that you've ever done, every lifetime you've ever showed up is in your subconscious mind. In addition to that, all your records are kept in the Akashic records. The Akashic records is those records kept on the spiritual realm that is kept in, and those records are being guarded and protected by angels, and they have access to those records, and so do you if you know how to access them and get into your records if you so desire to do that, or you can have someone who know how to get into the Akashic records. They can go there and help you out to help you if you have that curious about why you're here, what you're here, what you did in your last life, and what's your potential, what you can bring forth in this life. You got access to do that. Okay, so. Now, there's another way that people come into your relationship, life with relationships. That is through your vibrational attraction. the frequency, and actually through, it's called the law of attraction. It helps you to bring people into your life, because what happened with the law of attraction and vibrational frequencies, there are other people on the physical realm that are vibrating, and you're on the same network. You're in tune. It's just like, you know, you call into the station and you get the show. Okay, that's a frequency that you're operating on. Same thing when you listen to your radio station, they operate on frequencies, beloved ones. Okay, it's all about frequency, energy, and electronic. Well, guess what? Those frequencies that come from the radio station, you too are a broadcasting station. You are a broadcasting station, and you're always sending out frequencies and vibrations all the time. Now, there's other people who are on that same vibe with you. You click with them, and next thing you know, these people are in your life. And then it's the reason, season, no lifetime. How long they come in is a different deal, okay? But anyway, that happened. But let's talk a little bit about the relationships that's really from those who you made agreements with. And those relationships are usually people in your family. Your family members, beloved ones, you are connected with them for a reason. And they're in your family for a reason, okay? And so it is not that easy to be able to walk away from family members, okay? And there's a reason why you're not able to so much walk away from family members, because each one of those family members there have come and are with you to help you to grow and help you to expand your consciousness. That's why they are there. And you cannot just get up and leave the situation, especially when you're younger. When you know you get older, people just go their own way. But when you're younger, those members there are there to help you to grow. Each and every family member that showed up in your life is there for a specific reason to help you in your growth. You all agreed to come and show up together from that aspect of it. So, beloved one, and that you two chose them, and they may have came in at different times, but you chose them to work with them and to be able to have them to show up in your life, okay? So, and then, like I said, this is all based on your choice when you reincarnated. Now, one thing about reincarnation, beloved one chooses to come in at the time that they choose to come in. No spirits are forced to have to come at any time. They come when they get ready. And some folks may not come, may be here and might not show back up for hundreds of years, but that's their choice to come and go as they so desire. Okay? That's the power of your soul to be able to do that. So what one thing that's clear is that the soul has to have a very clear vision of what they want to accomplish in their next life. So a lot of people are, even in a lot of spirits, while they are gathering that information, they're sitting there gathering, and so they can have a clear idea of what they need to do and to be able to come back and fulfill their spiritual guidance. Now, I'm being led by spirit when I talk to you about these things, because like I told you, I go into the other day when I sat down to write this, I got 12 pages and I didn't even realize what had happened. So spirit just came in and sort of dictated this lesson for me. So I'm kind of going over this along with you and just getting full understanding of what's going on. But anyway, they come in and they have a clear purpose. These souls are conscious of their mission when they come. But they're conscious when they come into the earth realm. But once they come to the birth channel, for some reason, it's left behind. Okay? And this is where it really comes into our parenting. The parents that you choose to bring you into this earth realm is very important for you to come about and be about all that you need to be about. But believe me, you recruited most of these people to show up in your life at the time they are. So don't get upset with your siblings, your family members, because they're there. You chose them, just like you chose your parents, beloved one. So you did that. So don't. It all is well. All is well. Believe me. So each and you each agreed to carry these contracts out in a pleasant way, but through your spiritual journey, the way that you're going. So do not judge what you see with your eyes sometime, beloved one. When you see situations going on with people and you don't understand it, a lot of times we have a tendency to judge that situation and have a tendency to say, well, oh, that person shouldn't act that way toward that person, or that person shouldn't be doing this with that person. Beloved one, you have no idea what the contract is. No idea. And that's why God said, judge not that you be judged. Leave judging to God. Let God take care of that. Your job is to, you see a situation, you can send prayers and send anyway, support in any kind of way, but you don't know what the agreement is between those people who have come back here. You know, it has been said that the American Indians of today were actually the soldiers who put them on the reservation. So they had to come back as the Native American to experience what they did to the Indians when they put them on the reservations. So now they're here and they're going through their trials and tribulations, but it's all part of the process, beloved one. So judge not. Have no, you know, do not judge what you may be seeing with your eyes, because you have no idea what the lessons are. And sometimes the lessons that you made, these contracts you made with other people, these lessons are lessons that are really, that they're not always pleasant. Your experiences are not always pleasant. These are not the most pleasant experiences that one can have sometimes with these lessons. So you know how sometimes your family, your siblings, your cousins, everybody, especially your siblings, can really anger you and really take you to the edge. It's a lesson. They're there to help you in that process. That's why they're there. Okay, and it's not always pleasant, beloved one, but it's the lesson that both of you need. Because it was an agreement that you would show up to help each other in their growth. So understand this process that has to be taken care of. So and you, beloved one, selected them. So don't, you know, that's the truth. In order to fulfill your purpose, when you decided that once you made your contracts, and you decided that as a spirit, according to what spirit has informed me, that you selected whether you were coming back as a male, female, based on what you needed in your experience and what you wanted. And also, when you selected your parents, you selected what you wanted to choose, to what race you wanted to be and what you needed. Now, I'm just going to show you this because this is not so much from spirit. This is sort of like my own opinion, okay, because I'm well aware, and you're well aware, I've been talking to some people this week about this, that some people are born homosexual. Now, some people say, ooh, that can't be possible. Yes, it's possible that people can be born that way. I had to have my rethinking about it as well. I was pretty much kind of old school in that thought, but I kind of opened up my thinking and sort of begin to understand. You see, because the soul have the right to be able to come in whatever form that is so desired to come. And if that form need to come in a duality position, then that's what the soul needs as an experience needs to have. So that soul chose to come in that duality position, okay? Why? I don't know. You don't know. And so we'll just leave it to be, okay? That's what that soul decided to do, and that's it. So I don't need to go over that no more. That's the deal. So, yes, you got that, and you got to accept people where they are, accept people for who they are, and do not judge. Do not judge, beloved ones, because it ain't your job. Either way, it's not your job. See, like I said, I believe the souls have a choice to do what they need to do. Your soul... Now, let's go on. Your soul choose your parents. And this is hard for some people to understand. But your soul chose the parents that you wanted to have and to bring you here. Now, whether, like I said, whether you came in black, you came in white, you came in yellow, came in brown, whatever, and sometimes you come in a combination. You know, sometimes you choose parents who are of mixed race, because you as an individual need that experience to be able to deal with things. So you chose that also. Yeah, you and you also realize that a lot of time that when you're born, both parents may not be on the scene, but that doesn't bother you as a soul, because you are really morally needing those two people, those eggs, to get together to give you the physical body you need to come in, to be able to come into this earth realm. So you chose those two people who genetically could give you your physical body. Your spirit is already there, always will be there, and never change. But your physical body will take on a different aspect based on your parents. Okay, so you chose those parents to come that you needed in order to be able to go through that physical process. Now, your parents, their job and their responsibility, if they choose to take it, is to take care of you when you're small in your physical body, to be able to help you to be able to grow and to be able to develop you as you grow through. You see, beloved ones, between the age of 1 and 7 years old are the most critical time in a child's life. This is where the platform is being performed. What happens to a child between 1 and 7 is going to affect his life throughout his life, okay? So that's why, you know, psychologists always say they want to go back into your childhood, because they understand and know that there is something there that's crucial based on what it is that you experienced as a childhood that affect you. Although before you came, you were fully conscious and fully aware, but when you came through the birth channel, you got locked. That scene got locked out and left on the other side. And I'm sure it's for a reason and purpose. I don't care. I can't examine or understand why the creative God force do it like that, but that's the deal, okay? But your parents are there if they choose to accept to do that, okay? And hopefully they will, but everything I told you, everything that you are as a spirit is already recorded in your subconscious thinking and understanding. As a soul, you need to have the basic skills, though, and that is what it is that your parents, when I said basic skills, from 1 to 7 are the basic things you need that hopefully your parents will instill in you, okay, and allow you to be able to do. And maybe sometimes parents don't want to take responsibility for you, and sometimes parents don't want to do their job. So, beloved one, you understand that sometimes the spirits come here and they end up in another family other than the family they originally came into. But guess what? You even knew that, beloved ones, when you chose your parents. You knew what the options could be and what would be. And so the new folks that took over you or took care of you were there to implement and bring you and give you what you needed as a young person between those golden ages, the little ages where you're 1 to 7, or even a little bit older. You know, those ones who raise you are really your parents. And many young kids end up in foster systems, foster homes, and those two are choices that those children made from the other side. And I know it sounds a little harsh, and it's hard for you to see that a child would want to go there, but you got to understand don't look at it so much from the physical aspect. Look at the fact that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. So what you experience on the spiritual level is 10 times more powerful than what you experience on a human level. You only chose this human body because you needed this dense body to come here to operate on this dense planet, okay? Because that's why you chose a physical body, because the density of this planet. But you are basic spirit, beloved ones. That's what you are, and you are having a human experience because that human experience is allowing you to grow, allowing you to have experiences. So stop looking at it so much from a humanistical physical side with things. Begin to understand that you took on these human bodies because you needed the density of the body in order to perform your spiritual work. So focus on the spiritual aspect of things, and it will give you more clarity. So many of you may have remember Wayne Dyer, the motivational writer and motivational speaker and person like that. But Wayne Dyer was one of those people who came here, and at a very early age, Wayne's father was an alcoholic. His mama left him and put him in a foster care system. But Wayne said he understood that was his choice to go in there, and that was what he needed as a spirit, because his mission, he came here to teach self-reliance. Wayne Dyer came to the Earth Rim to be a teacher, and he did a damn good job at it too. Excuse my expression. He became a teacher, but he learned his experiences by being exposed in the foster home situation. That is where he grew in his experiences. Him and his brother both ended up in foster care, but that is what he needed as a soul in order to be able to accomplish his mission. Okay, so again, beloved one, don't judge. Okay, don't judge about the situation. You see, the relationship with your siblings is that each one of them will help you to grow spiritually. They challenge you. And they also reward you, because both of you come here for different purposes and different reasons. You work on stuff, but your siblings can be very rewarding and very challenging. And so, anyway, take the best out of those situations. And did you know that you are grown and growing in that relationship, and they have fulfilled their contract? And if you have a conflict with one of your siblings, and then you work it out, and at that point, the relationship becomes smooth and easy. Do you know that your purpose, that purpose of that sibling in your life, has been fulfilled? Okay? It has been fulfilled. You're near on easy street, okay? And hopefully, and I'm not saying every sibling is going to be in conflict with you. No, I'm not saying that. But some of them for sure have come to be able to be with you, and to help you through the situation. In fact, that they are your family, you can't easily run away or walk away, because I know sometimes when you in some of these family situations, you wish you could walk away and run away. And in some cases, kids do just run away because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to be involved in this craziness going on in their family. So they just get up and run away and not even deal with it. You know, every year you hear about hundreds of children running away. Well, guess what? They don't want to be in conflict with what's going on in their household. They don't want to help fulfill those contracts they agreed. So they find their way to get out of them. They just do. They can't handle it. But hopefully they will be able to work through it. It'll make life much easier, because even when they run away and don't solve anything, matter of fact, it creates more problems for them, because they're now not working on their reasons for their come. Maybe, hopefully, they'll get to some point in their lives they may rekindle those relationships with those ones they left behind and come back and resolve the issues and work through it and become better people because of the fact that they did, okay? So, beloved ones, you got to fulfill your contracts one way or another. I mean, you don't have to do it in this lifetime if you don't want to, but at some point you're going to have to come back and fulfill them. So just want to do it now, okay? You have to be willing to do that. Your relationships have to, like I said, when you get to the point of your relationship where you're in harmony now with those ones that you have, you know that you are now on the right road. Each one of you are moving in the right direction. So it's good. Family is a good thing. Embrace your family. Love your family. Respect your family, because each member is there to help you to be able to grow. Like I said, it ain't always easy, but it's a necessity, okay? So learn to work through the situation regardless of how they are, beloved one. Find a way to have a relationship with your siblings, okay, with your family, and not only your immediate family, but your extended family too, your cousins and everybody else. All those people, but your immediate family is the ones that really come to help you to grow in the aspect that you do grow. Okay? So Now, let's go a little, let's go in there into the people who you are attracting through your the law of attraction that comes in your life, see? Because those relationships are also important as well, that you are attracting people into your life. They are coming for a reason, a season, or maybe even a lifetime, but they're here, and you attract them into your life, and you're in line with them, especially at this point, at this time. So these relationships can develop into long-term relationships or even short relationships due to the fact that you have drawn them into your life at this particular time. They have showed up for a reason. You're attracting them in your reason because they, too, are helping you to grow, or because you attracted them through that vibrational attraction. See, everybody shows up in your life for everyone. Show up for a reason. No one just passed through your life. No one, especially if, I mean, if you drive the past and you see somebody on the street, that I'm not talking about that. You don't have a relationship with them. But anyone that comes into your life and have a relationship with you on any perspective are there because there's a divine purpose for them to be there. So start learning and understand what that's all about. You see, the soul has attracted those relationships. And you know, like I said, that is the reason of the season or a lifetime that they show up. These relationships are usually encounters that you have had with spirits in a previous life. Because a lot of times you meet people and you just feel like, wow, I know this person, or I feel connected to this person. When you have those kind of experiences, when you feel instantaneously connected to someone that you just meet and they felt like you've been together before, more than likely you have been together before. And you just happen to bump into, come into, not just happen to, let me take that back. You're into each other's lives for a reason this time, to maybe to fulfill something that you did not complete in your past life. And those two may not necessarily always be a good thing, for the fact, because maybe there was some things that was happening between you and that other soul that wasn't very pleasant. And now you come back and you have to deal with it and have to embrace it and have to correct it to put it back into its normal thing so you can move forward. So accept that as being what it is. And I know many times, many of you have felt that connection with someone that you met for only a little bit, and you just said, something so connect, especially people who you connect with on a spiritual level almost instantaneously. 9 out of 10 times, you and that individual have had relationships in previous lives before, okay? So now you're back again to work out some other things that you need to do. So, and you need to have that done so you can be complete, loved ones. Like I said, it's not always present, but it's necessary for you to be able to grow and to have experience so that those vibrations can, so you can work through what you need to do. You attracted them, so there's a reason. They didn't just show up because the wind was blowing. You attract them into your life for a reason. Okay, so the key is to learn the reason why this is happening to you, beloved. Why this person is showing up in your life. Attractions, these people you're attracting, like, have a valuable reason for showing up, and they bring value to your life. And a lot of times, in those relationships as well, you're paying karma debts. You have to pay those karma debts. They have to be paid, and so you have to make sure that this is done and taken care of. And a lot of times, when you are vibrating, especially when you're vibrating at a high level, you know, you're going to attract high-level people, high-level spirits going to only come to you because you're vibrating at a high level. But let's be real about it. Sometimes, and we all have the problem, that we are not vibrating at a very high level. We are vibrating at a low frequency. Beloved ones, there's a very danger in vibrating at a low frequency, because that means that you are attracting low-frequency spirits as well. People are in the same level that you are. That's when those relationships that maybe had conflicts for you, you are now finding yourself attracting those people again. And usually it may not turn out the way very good for you, okay? So one to all those necessary for to do it to for it to happen. See, when you vibrate at a low frequency, beloved ones, you put yourself in a situation where you can be involved in accidents, or you can even be a victim of crime, because you're operating at a low frequency, and that's how that attraction comes. Because the average criminal that want to do you harm are operating at a low frequency all the time, most of the time. And, you know, when someone intend to rob someone or do harm to someone, and you're walking down the street, there may be three or four people go past, and they're feeling good, they're upbeat, and the person who that intend to do the robbery, don't touch them. But here you come, you pissed off, you upset about something, and your frequency, you just got in a big fight with your spouse or somebody else, and you're at that low level, and guess what? Now it's a match. You have matched up with that person who intend to do harm. At that very moment, you have allowed your vibes to match up with someone who is operating at a low frequency, and they see you as a victim. They see you as an easy prey because you're now vibrating on that same level, beloved ones. And so that is why it is so, so, so important that you allow your vibrations to be high at all times, especially when you're out in the public. Especially when you're out in the public, keep your energy high, keep your vibration high, so you will not allow yourself to be caught up in low vibrational people that will do you harm. Okay? Always try to stay at a high vibration. If you're not feeling that energy, feeling high, stay home till you can get yourself together to the point where you are vibrating at a higher level. Okay? Work on yourself before you walk out that door. And, you know, declare your divinity, you know, declare who you really are. Bring your vibrations up before you go out and step outside that door. Because when you go outside of that door and you are attracting everything out there, everything is being attracted based on your frequency. It's coming to you based on your frequency. So whatever is showing up in your life each and every day, you are attracting that energy into you, okay? So you, beloved ones, it's your responsibility to stay in high frequency if you want to attract high frequency people into your life and attract high frequency relationships. It's up to you to do that. Because when you go out there, you walk out there without it. And I like to say that high frequency is your safety weapon. When you're operating in a high frequency, that is your safety guard to be able to know that. So you can go and you can be able to track those people who are in that high rim of safety, that high rim of vibration, just like you want to be. Okay, so remember this, beloved ones, because this is gonna be, this is everyday stuff that you need to deal with and that you need to be able to bring forth and to stay safe and to stay out of harm's way. It's going to be based on what you're creating, what you're sending out in your own thoughts and vibrational feeling. You are sending this out and it is coming back to you. So when, you know, your people come back to you and be confrontational with you, and because your mind is not at the right place where it should be, okay? So remember that, all right? So now let's talk about something where a lot of you probably been waiting to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about intimate relationships. And the switchboard turned up today because a lot of people want to know about intimate relationships. And that's a beautiful thing too, beloved ones. That's great. So even in the intimate relationship, 95% of those people that are in a relationship, it's a growing experience and it's a learning experience as well. They are important parts of your life, and they are there to help you to grow also, but it's at a different level of growth, okay? Unfortunately, in the world, even intimate relationships have a high rate of failure because people get into relationships based on things other than what is necessity and required in order for them to sustain, in order for them to be consistent. So let's talk a little bit about that. I'm just share a little bit about my own life to be able to help you to understand a little bit more about that. That was a part of my life where I was in the athletic part of my life. And now when I say athletic, I'm not talking about sports. I'm just talking about the state of consciousness of conquering and going out and doing what I thought was a manly kind of thing, okay? And I spent a lot of my time and energy based in physical relationships. And this didn't work out very well for me. And the one thing I did learn, and very clearly from this situation, is that we usually attract people into our lives, like I said, who are going through the same things that we're going through. So you're going to bring that same kind of person into your life that you have. So don't think that someone else is going to show up in your life that's a different quality than what you are. If you're operating at that level, you are still going to bring that same kind of person into your life. So in my physical conquests or endeavors, I attracted a lot of people that was about the same thing that I was about. And it just did not work out very clear for me. And I'm sure a lot of you may have also gone through those same type of things. And it's quite interesting when going through that part of life and where you are into that part. But like I said, two things I have become very aware of when it comes down to intimate relationship is that in order to have a relationship that's going to sustain itself, one of the first things you want to become conscious of is that do you and that individual have a spiritual connection? What kind of spiritual connection that you are vibrating with that person? You see, that is very, very important. Yes, I know people come together a lot of time because of the physical attributes you see in that person or physical looks or whatever it is, but that is not the thing that sustains your relationship. It is going to be based on your spiritual relationships. It's going to be based on how you connect with that person on your inner spiritual level, okay? So making a spiritual contact and operating on a spiritual level with another individual is going to be key if you want to have a sustaining life. Now, one good thing about feeling connected with someone on a spiritual level, it don't take you a lot of time to determine that aspect of whether you're connected with someone spiritually. You're going to figure that out shortly because you'll know based on the things that you enjoy doing, based on the way they treat you, based on the way that you feel each one of you connected on that frequency, you can determine whether you have a spiritual connection with that person. You know, if you just want to hang out with someone and just have fun, go do that too. But don't expect to develop a relationship with that individual if you're not able to connect with that individual on a spiritual level, for level ones. Okay? That is key first, to connect with a spiritual level and if you want that relationship to sustain and be there. Number two, develop a friendship. Take your time to develop a friendship with that person. Make the person that you have in your life and the person you choose that you want to spend that quality of time with, make them your friend. God knows that's so important because there, when the moments when the relationship from a love level may be acting crazy, if you have a friend, you guys can usually work through things that normally other folks won't work through that not have no friendship, okay? So the friendship is key and essential to a relationship because majority of relationships in this country, they say 70% of marriages get divorced, especially after 5 or 6 years. And a lot of times, those people are not friends. They are, and you wonder how these people are sustaining and being together, but they don't even like each other as friends. They're into each other from a love and attributes of what that person can do for them. But for as friendship is concerned, it don't even exist. So, beloved one, you cannot be in a relationship with someone if you are not their friend. It won't work. And these things I've learned because I've had enough experiences of being in a relationship. I know I've done study from an aspect and understand, and I'm a very observant person. So I look and see what other people are doing in their relationship to make them sustain and make them be able to grow and make them be able to come together. So regardless, beloved ones, regardless of how someone may appear to you from a physical level, and I'm talking about, you know, hey, their physical looks, their physical body, and even from a sexual aspect, it will not sustain itself if you are not allowing yourself to connect with that person spiritually and becoming a friend. And I know it may seem simple, but if you want the relationship to work, you got to be willing to do those two things in order to bring that relationship together. You know, if you with someone, and if you believe in spirituality, and you with someone who won't even pray with you or won't even connect with you on that level or participate in any spiritual activities with you, that you guys are not, and you don't necessarily have to be under the same religion. I know a Muslim and Christian couples who are together, and they don't do that, but they are still connected on that spiritual level between the two of them, okay? So it's a necessity that you do that. And it makes it easier and simpler when you can worship and do spiritual things together from that standpoint. But the most important is that you're connected with that person at the spiritual core of that individual's soul, okay? When you're able to do that, then you're on the road to developing a long-term relationship, beloved one. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the physical attributes of a person, because it is not going to sustain. It is not going to last. I don't care how good it is, okay? It will not sustain itself. The relationship has no basis, because people change from a physical perspective. Our bodies change as we age and as we get older. Things change and from the perspective of what it is. So to learn to develop that intercourse with your special person that you claim you want to be able to be with, okay? You got to have that thing. Yes, you have to have the physical attraction bringing you together, so we can't deny that. But once you're in that person's space and you are beginning to know that person, you make sure that you're connecting with that person spiritually, and you make sure that you're able to develop a friendship with that person. Now, the friendships are not developed as fast as in a fast pace. It takes time to develop a friendship, but it doesn't take a lot of time for you to develop to understand whether someone is connected with you spiritually and you're connected with them. And if that's not going along in the right perspective, then it's no use to stick around to even see if it's going to work, you can develop a friendship, because if you ain't connecting spiritually, the rest of it means nothing, no way, okay? Now you come together, you got a spiritual connection, you got a friendship, so you're together, right? Now, does that guarantee that you're going to have love, that you're going to be with this person all your life? No, it doesn't guarantee that. But what it does guarantee that if you are allowing that relationship to develop itself where you are spiritually connected with that person, and if you are a friend with that person, the worst case scenario, and there's not a worst case scenario, that person become your best friend, become a good friend of yours, and you are able to support that person and help that person and be with that person unconditionally. Do you know how important it is to have unconditional love, which is the highest love in the land, beloved one, to be able to connect with someone and love them just for the fact of who they are, not because you want something from them or need something for them, but you guys support each other in unconditional love? It doesn't get no higher than that, beloved ones. It doesn't get no higher than that. That's God in action. When you are with someone and you're connected with that person and you respect them, you love them unconditionally, and you would do whatever you need to do to be able to see that their lives are better, and you will support each other and be there with each other and be friends and be in that unconditional love. You love them just because of who they are and how you connected with it. Maybe the intimate part, maybe the love part ain't necessarily what's going to happen to you guys. Okay, that's okay. But the fact is that you have connected with another spirit at that unconditional love level, that's the true relationship, and that's beautiful. Hopefully, if that's what you, that may not be what you want at first, You're looking for that intimate, you're looking for that lover, that person being, because you want them to be with you in a loving relationship, man, wife, whatever you need to be, you know, two men, two women, whatever it is, that kind of relationship that you want to abstain for yourself, but it doesn't work out that way. That's okay, beloved, if you can develop that friendship and you can have that unconditional love with that individual. That's going to put you in a better place, beloved one. And so that's important for you to be able to do that, okay? It's really, really important that you be able to develop unconditional love. And you should have that with your spouse, too, if you haven't. You should get, but that comes automatically if you're going to be in a loving and long-term relationship with someone, your friend. You're going to have those things. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect all the time. So don't go around thinking it's going to be perfect. But you're going to be able to sustain yourself. Unconditional love is a key for you to be able to do and be, beloved one. And in every relationship, put God first. You know, put God first. Ask God blessing in your relationship. Ask God for spiritual help to help you to commit and help you to come in connection and be more involved. When both of you got God in your heart and you recognize that you both are God's and goddesses, and you can see God in that other person, and they can see God in you, you have a perfect relationship, beloved one, when you can get to that level to be able to do that. Hopefully you gained something from that. This was something I wasn't going to touch, but Spirit would not let me off the hook, and so I had to do the show because this is what was recalled of me to bring forth. So hopefully that you gain something from this, and if I talked fast, you can always go back and listen to the show and get a little bit more. A lot of time when you go listen to these shows again, you get a lot more than you do the first time anyway. But anyway, beloved ones, as I always tell you, you are gods and goddesses in the flesh, and you're here to be and here to do and to grow. So respect each relationship and show up, because it's either going to be a season, a reason, or a lifetime that someone's going to come into your life. Okay? So let's close with a prayer. Okay? Thank you, beloved one. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and grace and thankfulness for this message that came through, and may that it penetrate in our minds and penetrate in our hearts and allow it to be able to form itself in a way that's necessary for us to connect. We all are connected on a spiritual, connected in a level as spirits anyway. But we're now asking for more divine relationships, more relationships that are helping us to grow and to helping us to connect with our oneness. And we thank you, God, for all those beings who have showed up to help us to grow and come into our life, to help us to teach life lessons, to help us to work through our karma. We say thank you for being there. Thank you for helping to assist us to grow in our lives, and that we are moving in that direction, and through our experiences that we are having with our other relationship is helping us to grow and to move to a higher state of consciousness. So we know now that we embrace every relationship that comes in our lives, because we know that it is out of growth, and that each person that shows up has come to bring us something, or we to bring them something. It's an even exchange. So thank you, God, for giving us insight and wisdom and knowledge to be able to know and to be able to accept and learn from each soul that shows up in our lives and to move forward. So we say thank you, God, as we go into this week, that we will continue to be blessed, that you will watch over our physical bodies, our emotional feelings and world, and we give gratitude and thanks for everything that has showed up this week, and knowing that we are going to go and we're going to operate this week in high vibrations. Give us the ability to rise above the low frequency that we tend to operate in sometimes, that we were going to set forth our minds to operate in high frequency this week, and that we will be able to attract those things from a higher nature into our lives. So we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. We are so grateful. And thank you, beloved. I am so grateful for you. All right, no show tomorrow. There is no Monday show, okay? Thank you. Peace and blessings.